are again, boys and girls. The next to last meeting. Anyway, welcome to week 15, ladies and gentlemen. How many weeks before you're out of here? 17 weeks? No problem. And then you're out of here. On the program today, of course, the current events quiz, which we will find entertaining. And, wraparound stories to hand back to you today. You've got the press conference for me, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then the last writing assignment. Oh, yeah, we're talking about the weather. Anyway. All right. The wraparound. First of all, I'd like to commend those who got the format correct, and there was a lot of you. I think probably this group got it right more than any other group.
That is awesome.
Some are still challenged to count to three. There were a couple stories where I got four sentences and I don't. And it may seem like no big deal. Three sentences, four sentences, who really cares? So let's just talk about that for just a second. Why is three sentences before the actuality important?
That's what you wanted.
Correct. Can you say that again?
That's what you wanted.
Okay, and what's the point of that?
The following directions from your boss.
What?
Because you're great.
You have to listen to your boss.
Yeah, it's about being able to follow directions. Because that's, well, in anything you do, I don't care. No turn on red. I mean, that's the direction you're going to follow. 50 miles an hour. And most of them got three sentences, and that's good. The paraphrases I thought were really good. I was really just impressed with a lot of that. But usually the hand cramps from writing no paraphrase. Didn't do that much. Cigarettes and Tonto leads. Ypsilanti Man wins the Mega Millions Lotto drawing. Should be an Ypsilanti Man. First names. Do you use first names alone?
No.
You got to stop doing that. Thomas was overjoyed, but everybody's going to think it's like Al Thomas. And that's I did give you a little leeway if you wrote a lead that told me that an Ypsilanti resident has won the Mega Millions. Usually I would have a problem with the tenth thing, but has won, assumed you are the winner, I let it go. I got one story with a dollar sign in it. Is that right?
Of course.
No. About that paper.
A local Ypsilanti resident. You don't need both. An Ypsilanti resident makes it work. Adding facts to the story. Yes or no?
No.
During a press conference in Lansing, 45-year-old Thomas Reynolds received his oversized novelty check.
Who is that? Who was that?
I guess we got, well, no, you know who it was.
I always amazed that it's like,
no.
I've done this a long time, and I've taught this class longer than a lot of you, or most of you have taken a breath, you know. And I think I've just seen everything. I just didn't figure out, by now I've seen it all. I've seen everything that they're going to write, and then I've never seen oversized novelty check. Of course, the grade got hammered because that wasn't in the facts, but other than that, it was fine. Reading stuff out loud, we've been talking about that since week two. The Michigan winner of the Mega Millions Lotto drawing is gussing with happiness.
Gussing.
G-U-S-I-N-G. Gushing. There's an H in there, maybe, but
gushing.
Close. Where's the H go, before or after the name? Before the name, because it sounds better, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Again, some of the facts. Thomas Reynolds bought a $5 lottery ticket. Is that what it said?
No.
He spent $5 on tickets. All right. I didn't think that was like a huge deal, but it's not accurate. You got to be careful with that. Well, these are really good. Oops. You said we were talking about the weather today. Did we mention
yes.
that? In broadcasting cool. telephone conversation.
Pretty cool today.
I was really impressed. I mean, they're in most of them double space. Structure's pretty good. A lot of town tell leads, dollar signs. Some paraphrases told me what he was going to say literally. It's not a paraphrase. Is there anything else I want to talk about? I don't think so. As always, if you have any questions about any of this stuff, let me know. My name is Bob. I'm here most days. Okay, before we move on, I want to hear some of the press conference stories. I waited a week to hear them. We had to kind of
weak iPad.
But once again, this is week.
I'm sure you'd be so interested in like, reading your stuff.
To those who are emailing me, except Ryan, who obviously his emails just don't even show up. I hope the feedback helps, and please continue to do that. Hopefully it helps. I do want to go through here, and again, I want it one more time. Well, maybe that's a lot. I'll probably do it next week, too. But we are coming up to the end of the marking period, and there are some gaps in my grade book, and I hate that. So, I'm giving the opportunity to turn this stuff in, if that's the deal. Now, again, if I screwed up, then I'll certainly take the fall for that, too. But you do have an opportunity to turn this stuff in. Yes, it's a late grade. The highest grade you can possibly get is a C-minus on it, but that's better than nothing. Better than a zero. Yes, I know what you're thinking. Well, the academic standard here is like a D-minus or something.
It must be.
What?
It must be.
Well, it's in your catalog, right? Mm-hmm. What's the catalog say?
I thought you meant the average.
Well, you know, I never keep. Speed. It changes marking period to marking period. I never keep. And anybody's getting. There's no problem with against grades, and I just don't like that either. That digress. As I said before, I think we've talked about this before, if you're getting anything below a C and you're not doing anything about it, then time to start. We're here to help. So, there aren't too many, really, but there are some emptiness. Can I talk to you?
Okay.
Merci.
Okay.
Incorporated coding news conference today. Stop. I wasn't focused. Again, please. Slow down a little bit louder.
Detroit Development Incorporated is holding a news conference today. CEO of Development Howard Jensen says after years of planning, they will be building a brand new facility for the Joe Louis Arena. This facility will still be called Joe Louis, but will have the wider chairs, wider aisles, more modern restrooms, and state-of-the-art locker rooms for the players. The new building also will hold approximately 19,500 people. 500 construction jobs are expected to be available due to new renovating. The good thing is this renovation will be privately funded and will not be taken from taxpayers. And also economically friendly. The players are set to have the new arena ready as early as 2014 season.
Do you have a comment or a question, three?
She said Detroit Development Company is holding a press conference today. That sounds like it hasn't happened yet. And then
correct.
She goes on to talk about what was said at the press conference.
We have a problem. We have a time traveling tense problem here. It's going to happen in the future, but here's what they said. It could be a Spielberg movie, I suppose.
Well, that and the lead is not about what the story is.
Correct.
It's not?
Nope.
No. Oh, no.
She said that the building can hold 19,500 people. It can be 19,500 people. But we don't know how many people it can actually hold. Right.
We have infected her brain with the way to think, becoming more like us. The experiment is working with us. Yeah, very good point. Many people hold the seats, do different things.
Yep, she said renovated a lot, but isn't the entire building being torn down and built up anew?
Yeah, we got to talk about that too. Not to slice the cheese too fine here, but we do have to talk about that. Let's go back to the lead. Let me hear your lead again.
Detroit Development Incorporated is holding a news conference today. That's wrong, huh?
Yeah. It is, in so many ways. But let me just start with... I can't write it. Stories about what?
The new Joe building.
Okay, so actually, like,
development for the
Joe Louis
Arena is underway.
But it's not. again, what is Detroit Development Incorporated in the story? Who says, also known as?
The attribution.
Remember, the attribution, it's rarely about who says. Now, again, sometimes it could be about who says. It depends, okay?
No, I know.
If President Obama says they're going to build a new Joe Louis Arena, I suppose that would be, that would be somewhat newsworthy. So your first sentence kind of needs to go in the second sentence rather than the lead. All right. Now, can you give me your second sentence? We'll go through this.
The second sentence that you just named the second sentence. The CEO of Development, Howard Jensen, says after years of planning, they will be building a brand new facility for the Joe Louis Arena.
So there's two things going on with this story. One, since there wasn't a fact sheet for it, I don't want to appear, and I know it so well because I do this every 4 weeks. So it's not DDI building it; they're not doing it. They're announcing the building it. And again, what they're involved with the whole deal is, who knows? Who cares? It doesn't matter for society. So they are building these. They're not doing it. Okay. Next sentence.
Why is my hair falling out and I'm going gray?
Why is that happening? Take a minute to think about it. I'll be back.
Sorry, I'll turn it off. But my next sentence is this facility will still be called Joe Louis, but will have a wider chairs, wider aisles, more modern restrooms, and state-of-the-art locker rooms for the players.
All right, you don't need for the players. Who else would the locker rooms be for?
Okay. Good. So I need to just do this whole thing.
No, I don't mind a rewrite. Do you? Vic. Christian. Nice and loud.
Joe will be rebuilt of recycled materials in the next couple of years. CEO of Detroit Development Incorporated, Howard Jensen, announces the future of Joe Louis Arena. After months of discussion, the Joe will be getting a $250 million facelift to be modernized as the jewel of NHL arenas. Big enough to see almost 20,000 people, not including box seats. It will still be named Joe Louis Arena and will also feature a Red Wings Museum. One of multiple private investors is Olympia Entertainment, hinting that the arena will be built for more than just hockey. While under construction, you can find the Red Wings playing at the Palace of Auburn Hills, which will conflict with the NBA schedule, but is said to be worked out.
There's got to be a story. There's got to be a couple things in your story. Number one, you got to tell me where they're going to build it. Now, if you say something like tore down and rebuilt, I guess you could imply that that means it's in the same place, perhaps. That's okay. But you got to make sure that you tell me where it's going to be in some way, shape, or form. The other thing you got to have in there is where the Red Wings are going to play. You can't tell all these hockey fans that your team's home is being torn down without telling them where they're going to go. The ice rink at Campus Martius, is that what they're going to do? I mean, hope the weather gets a little colder than it was this year. You got to do that, and you did that really well, too. Okay. Lead again.
The Joe will be rebuilt of recycled materials within the next couple of years.
Do you mind if I make a couple comments about that? The Joe, Joe Louis Arena. Someone asked me in this class, is Joe Louis Arena enough of a local angle in this type of a story? And yeah, I think so. If we were in Denver, Colorado doing this story, no, we'd be in Detroit or something like that. But no, Joe Louis, but you need Joe Louis Arena, not the Joe. Okay. Second reference could be the Joe, that's fine, because it is referred to that way, but not the first time. I think the recycled material thing is good, and that's good to throw in a story, but not in your lead. Again, the lead's got to be the most interesting, not that this isn't, but the most important thing. And I don't know how important that is, being that this is the first time the public has heard they're going to build a new Joe Louis Arena. This is the first story. If in the news cycle over the next couple of days, you write, look for different angles, then you could throw in the recycle thing and do the story kind of focusing on using recycled materials or more green products. But for the first story, keep it simple. Just tell them they're going to build a new Joe Louis Arena and then go with that. The recycled stuff's cool, but not in the lead. Okay, second sentence.
CEO of Detroit Development Incorporated, Howard Jensen, announces the future of the Joe Louis Arena.
Sounds so formal, Christian.
Says.
From out of the mist.
The dragon
emerged. So this is Jensen's little boy, Howard.
And pulled the sword from his throat.
The future of hockey in hockey here. Relax a little bit. Broadcast ready for anything what? Spoken word, right? So I understand what you're saying, but it's so formal. So you're having dinner with somebody, Chris. You're not going to look at them and say, well, CEO Howard Jensen announces these. What are you going to say? CEO of Detroit Development Incorporated, Howard Jensen, says the new arena takes 2 years to build and costs $250 million. Roll it in. Just don't give me a sentence that tells me he did this, because, again, how many people know Howard Jensen, theoretically? Probably not a whole lot, right? Again, President Obama in the 1980s, now we got a different ballgame. Okay, now it's a totally different thing. But when it's Howard, I mean, there's an argument to be made here. You don't even need his name, necessarily. Detroit Development Incorporated says that. I mean, it's okay to put his name in there, but you can theoretically you can do without that. You hear that all the time. Red Cross says it really needs more blood donations. You don't necessarily have a name attached to it, right?
Yep.
When you say the most important, would the most important thing for this story be that it's funded privately and not taxpayers' money?
No.
Would that be something in the lead?
In the lead?
Yeah. Not in the lead. Again, this is the first story. And again, it's the same thing that Christian did with the recycled material. Yeah, you could do a story on that. I mean, you could have. I should do. I want to do this for a long time. I can't figure out how to do it because there's not enough time. Is to take stories, and what happens is that you start with the fact that the Joe Louis Arena is going to be torn down and rebuilt. Okay, that's what this story is about. But then the next story, you can't keep doing the same thing over and over, so you're going to pick something else to talk about, another aspect of the story, and kind of bring that up to the front. Use of recycled materials. The fact it's privately funded, and make that the focus. Okay. And move some of those stories around. It's kind of like the Flight 255 story, where the first story is about the fact the plane crashed, and then the one down the road is, well, we found out what caused the crash. You kind of reorganize your facts a little bit. But now I wouldn't think that privately funded would be a lead in this story. In the one we write tomorrow on it, yeah, maybe. Because by that time we'll have a chance to talk to get somebody from Illich's organization to talk about it. We'll have some tape, and we'll just go crazy. Right. Next thing. Christian thinks I've got him off the hook. No.
After months of discussion, the Joe was getting $250. $250 million.
There we go. Much cheaper, $250. I don't know. Beer costs. I don't know. Again, we have to talk about a renovate, facelift. Okay. Let's talk about the word. And again, it does matter. It's like, well, is it a facelift? Is it a renovation? Is it a makeover? Is it, you know, what's that show? They come in and they redo bathrooms and stuff?
New bathroom show.
The bathroom shows? What's that one of those shows where the guy hangs out in like Home Depots and like assaults people that come up to him and whatever? Is it? Like that really happens? What? What is it? Is that what it is?
Extreme bathroom.
It's like a traffic accident, you know? It's like you surf around and that's all I do, and then you find this, and like you can't leave. You can't get away from it. Suddenly all these people show up and it's like it's all spontaneous, you know.
I just happen to have a 12-man construction crew around the corner. I'll just tell them to pull up.
Is it a renovation? Is it a makeover? What is it?
It's
going to rebuild. It's a reconstruction, yeah. I think it's better than facelift, yeah. Keep going. One more time. One more sentence, please.
The next sentence?
Sure.
Sentence.
Next sentence.
Big enough to see almost 20,000 people, not including boxes.
It's a fragment.
Luxury.
Luxuries.
Yeah, box seats, it makes me think of baseball.
Okay.
I like the number rounded off, and nearly 20,000. Again, you don't need 19,500. Who cares? Nearly 20,000 people, not counting luxury boxes. That's good. That's all I need. If you're going down, anybody been to the Joe Louis Arena?
Yeah.
See hockey games?
No.
Yeah.
Nobody goes to hockey games anymore, really?
No.
Do you? I know it's not something you do all the time, but it costs a fortune.
Not even a real sport.
Yes, it is. In Switzerland.
Is Ryan really talking about the fact that hockey's not a real sport? Is that really true? Is that what you're doing now? I thought you put that.
In my mind, I was.
There you go. All right. But again, if you go down any arena, I mean, you go to the Palace. Anybody been to the Palace? You gotta get out at all. I mean, high school gymnasiums, anything? The children. Do you care how many people it holds? I mean, does it matter to you how many people are actually in Michigan Stadium on a set? I mean, does it matter? It only matters what?
If you're there.
When it's a record, or when it's an obscene number of people, right?
Okay.
So that's good. I get 20,000 at school. I can do that. All right. Next. Crystal.
The Joe Louis Arena will be raised and replaced 2 years after the current hockey season. This was announced. That's what he said. This was announced today by the CEO of Detroit Development, Howard Jensen. Jensen says that this is the best option. The arena will be larger. It will seat 19,500 people, not including luxury boxes, which is 1,500 more than what the stadium currently holds. It will have more room to move around, larger chairs, and wider aisles. The arena will also have approved amenities, including restrooms and snack stands, just to name a few. Jensen says it will definitely be more modernized. There will be a state-of-the-art locker room, an equipment room, and a museum. The project will cost $250 million. Jensen says that the money will not come out of Detroit's taxes. It will. It was asked, where will the Red Wings play during this transition? Jensen said the Red Wings will play their games at the Palace of Armor Hill. Another resident of Detroit asked exactly when will this be done. Jensen said it would be done in June, but he is not quite sure. Stay tuned for more details.
Stay tuned.
I've already changed the channel before she said stay tuned.
It's a bit long. We need to edit. But editing is good.
I like editing. Especially with
the lead button.
I think she should put the fact about where the Red Wings are going to play earlier in the story instead of talking so much about museums and more room. It's just like a little too much about what's actually going on there. Then people want to know right to the facts. Where are the Red Wings playing? What's going on?
Okay. We'll take that under consideration. That's a good point.
I like your lead, but I like it in like a newspaper or like an online article. It sounds like a little too more than just a like.
Contest.
Yeah. More so than just kidding.
So to lead a little formal.
Or formal, yeah.
Which is often the same. Lead again.
The Joe Louis Arena will be raised and replaced 2 years after the current hockey season.
Raised.
Now, behind her is just having a fit about the word raised.
I like that word. That's a great word.
It is a great word. Raised. It is a good word, you know?
Raised.
The problem is it's not a great broadcast word. Because raised and raised. How do you spell raised in this story?
R-A-Z-E-D.
No.
R-A-Z.
R-A-Z.
Z-E-D. Sorry. Raised.
Raised, R-A-I-S-E-D, is...
getting a raise for money.
Your parents raised you for it. Okay? So it's R-A-Z-E-D. But you see on the air, it sounds exactly the same. I like the use of the word. I really do. It's correct. You're not incorrect. It's belly-wiping. You adjust it a little bit, but... torn down. It's a better broadcast. We just don't sound good on the air because I don't. It's raised, and I could think the same. It will be raised. What? And now I'm missing your stuff. Next up.
This was announced today by the CEO of Detroit Development, Howard Jensen.
Again, same thing we did with Christian's story, where you're giving Howard a whole sentence to himself. Thank you. I'm sure he appreciates it. But get rid of this was announced today by, and then start with what's left.
CEO of Detroit Development, Howard Jensen,
says something. Says it's going to take 2 years, it's going to cost a lot of money. It's whatever you want to do. Roll him in. Again, it goes back to the same thing. We haven't moved anywhere from conceptually from the firefighter story in the first marking period. We talked about Dave being held a news conference today. And if you remember that, which we had a lot of sentences that just said Dave being held a news conference today, period. And it didn't connect to the story except in your head. Same deal here. Keep going.
The arena will be larger. It will seat 19,500 people.
Can you get around that off?
Okay. Almost 20,000 people, not including luxury boxes.
Yep. That's correct. Keep going.
This is 1,500 more than what the stadium currently holds.
This is where we're going to edit.
Unnecessary.
Yeah. Okay. Not that it's not a... That, again... You're probably correct. I don't know what Howard said. I wasn't here. You probably get rid of that. Keep going.
Okay. It will have more room to move around, larger chairs, and wider aisles.
Mm-hmm.
The arena will also have approved amenities, including restrooms, snack stands.
Mm-hmm.
Just as said, it will definitely be more modernized. There will be a state-of-the-art locker room and equipment room and a museum. This project will cost $250 million.
Mm-hmm.
Jensen said that the money will not come out of Detroit taxes.
Yep.
It was asked where...
No. That's where it was asked. I don't know. I know it's a news conference, and that's where you got the story from, but do they care? So get rid of it was asked and just finish the statement. I think you did that a couple of times. I understand where you're coming from. Again, that's why we do this, because... It's the first time you've had any kind of media experience with a news conference, and do I put it in it? Do I mention it was at a news conference? One reporter asked, I mean, do I do that or not? And that's why we go over this. No, you generally don't. Again, you just treat it like it's a fact sheet or like you talked about on the phone or anything else. Go on from there, right? Brian. Yep, I think we're done beating up on Crystal for a while. We'll let Crystal just review and we'll move on.
Plans to revolutionize the Joe Louis Arena are revealed. The CEO of Detroit... CEO of Detroit Development Incorporated, Howard Jensen, announces in the press conference explaining the company's plan to rebuild a larger state-of-the-art structure. At the end of the 2014 Red Wing season, the current Joe Louis Arena will be demolished and replaced with the arena assuming the media building. The new home of the Red Wings will include nearly 20,000 comfortable seats, luxury boxes, wider rows, and even a built-in museum. The project will cost an estimated $250 million, which will be privately funded. It won't cost a dime of taxpayer money. Blueprints and pictures of the project are not available at this time, but will be in the future. Memorabilia from the old building is set to be auctioned off. As for the Red Wings, the team will play all of the home games at the Palace of Arts Hills until the project is completed.
Okay.
In like your second sentence, you said announced and explaining back to back, and it sounded funny.
Yeah, we need to smooth that out a little bit. That's a good point. Anybody else? Can I just do this real quick? We're almost break time. Yep.
I think you scared people with the present thing because you're getting announces instead of announced.
Yes. Kind of yeah, we got to try that too. Lead again, please, Brian.
Plans to revolutionize the Joe Louis Arena are revealed.
I love the revolutionize. Yes. The revolutionize.
Yeah.
Very 15th century French.
The revolution. I like it.
There is change. Vive la revolution.
Are revealed, however, is in the past tense because obviously it happened before. Are announced, are revealed. Plans to revolutionize the Joe Louis Arena will go into effect. will be put into motion, will come to fruition, will become a reality. Future tense is fine, but you can't do past tense. Second sentence.
CEO of Detroit Development Incorporated, Howard Jensen, announces
president. Nope, not announces. No. Says. Okay. You don't need it at a press conference, Brian. There's no reason to tell me he was at a press conference. It doesn't matter. I don't care. I'm stuck in traffic on 96. I'm going to be late for work. I don't care if it was a press conference. Keep going.
Explaining the company's plan to rebuild the largest state-of-the-art structure.
Again, you can keep the rest of it. It says the plan is to build a larger structure, the state-of-the-art thing. That's cool, but you don't need that at a press conference and all that stuff. That's unnecessary. Next sentence.
At the end of the 2014 Red Wing season, the current Joe Louis Arena will be demolished and replaced with the arena resembling the Olympia building.
I almost think that sentence needs to follow your lead. Real quick, we'll take a break here. Lead and then that sentence. Read those back to back, please.
Plans to revolutionize the Joe Louis Arena.
We'll be put into motion. Next sentence. Read the other one.
At the end of the 2014 Red Wing season, the current Joe Louis Arena will be demolished and replaced with the arena resembling the Olympia building.
That's false information, too.
Yeah, that's not accurate.
2014
is when it ends. It starts at the end of this
season,
which is 2000. Sorry, go ahead.
You're
right.
That's
right. Can you
like the death stare?
Yeah, get back to the back of the room.
We don't want
to. No, so cold all of a sudden.
Nowhere to go now.
So no, you're right. That's good. That's a good catch. That's right. No, I think
you're
I'm glad because I'm thinking of something else and I'm missing that. That's good.
You're not easy to read all the time, huh?
Exactly.
I can read. I don't
know. See, I forgot what I was going to say.
Sorry.
Yeah, thanks. I think that says he's to follow your lead and then Howard can come in. I think the closing is better. Okay, we'll talk more about this, and then the weather and broadcast and telephone conversation is the last lecture. Back to Channel 5.